upon Wales. As I passed, I heard the mate's harpooner say,
"Feels like whale about. I bet a plug of tobacco we raise sperm whales tomorrow."
Nobody took his bet, for it appeared that they were mostly of the same mind, and while I was drinking, I heard the officers in dignified conclave talking over the same thing. It was Saturday evening, and while at home, people were looking forward to a day's respite from work and care, I felt the coming day, though never taken much notice of on board, was big with the probabilities of strife, such as I least had at present no idea of. So firmly was I possessed by the prevailing feeling. The night was very quiet. A gentle breeze was blowing, and the sky was of the usual trade character, that is, a dome of dark blue fringed at the horizon with peaceful cumulus clouds, almost motionless. I turned in at 4 a.m. from the middle watch and, as usual, slept like a babe. Suddenly I started wide awake, a long, mournful sound sending a thrill to my very heart. As I listened breathlessly, other sounds of the same character, but in different tones, joined in, human voices monotonously intoning in